Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. God has given me all things that pertaining to life and godliness, and I am well able to possess all that God has provided for me. Yeah, that includes you too. That's found in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, and verse 30. Yes, we are well able to possess what God has for us, for you, and for me. We want to say a prayer for the families of the 9/11. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, lifting up families tonight, lifting up children, husbands, wives, aunts, uncles, grandparents, just lifting up families, Lord. We know that their hearts are heavy, but we know, God, that you can heal us, God. You can heal a broken heart, God. You said in your word that you would heal us, God. And we calling on you today. We depending on you, God. And we asking you right now in the name of Jesus for healing, God. For healing of our soul, for healing of our hearts, God. Those who have lost family members on 9/11, God. We know this is the day that it happened, Master. And we asking you right now, God, to touch, oh God, as only you can touch, oh God. We ask you now in the mighty name of Jesus to breathe on each family member, breathe on each household, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant them peace, peace, God, that the world cannot give them, but only you can give them peace. And we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray and we thank God. We thank God. Yes, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, he is an awesome God. He's our El Shaddai. He's our Elohim. Oh, yes, the God who has gives plenty, the God who is able, the God who is long-suffering, the God who takes care of us. Yes, this is the God that we're talking about. And we just thank him. We thank him. Oh, yes, yes, he is a mighty God. Yes, yes, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, we just say hallelujah to you, God. We lift up your name. We lift up Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We lift him up. Oh, hallelujah. We lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. The scripture says that when we lift him up, hallelujah, blessings will come. Blessings will flow when we lift him up. We speak Jesus up. Yeah, we speak him up. Oh, and we don't tear him down. We speak him up. Oh, the joy of the Lord is where our strength lies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go quickly into just some little nuggets that we want to share tonight. We're going to go in the book of Proverbs chapter 16. Go get you some water. We know the importance of drinking plenty of water. Yes, how water purifies our body, how it pushes the impurities through. Go get your water. Today we have so many choices. We have choices to make. Yeah. So I will just name a few of for everyone that is familiar with some of these choices that we have. Where do we want to live? what school do we want to send our kids to, the type of job that we're looking for, what do I want to eat today, what hairdo looks good on me, or which hairdo do I want this day, or this Sunday, or this Saturday, or this for this event. We have choices. Yeah, we have plenty of choices. God has allowed us to have choices. And as you can see, we are not limited. We are not limited. God has not limited us. We can easily come up with things and situations where we can make choices. Yeah, we choose the jobs. We choose the clothes. We choose the food. We choose our certain medications. We even go so far as choose our baby foods. Yeah, we make choices. And this is what the reason is, because God has allowed us, through his son Jesus, he has allowed us. He's given us the ability to make choices. So today we just want to go through a couple of the nuggets that he has actually implemented in our lives. And we're just going to go with Proverbs 16, and I'm going to start off with verse 1, but I'm going to go around. I'm not going to just stay in sequence here. So we can gather our thoughts, but the Lord gives right answers. And we do that. We gather our thoughts. We make these choices. But God, yeah, he puts it into place. Yeah. Every thought, yeah. Everything we think about, every thought that we may have it, but God puts it into the right perspectives. Yeah, we're talking about the believers. We're talking about the believers in Christ. Number 2 says, people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. And now we see this a lot. We see it. Yeah, we see this. We've heard the saying, what looks good is not necessarily good, huh? Yeah. What motivates you? What is behind your motivation? Because a lot of times we see people, they have agendas. It's a hidden agenda. So they have a reason behind what they're doing. And the reason, they're not explaining it to you. They're not coming forth with the actual reason. So here we see that God looks at it. Thank you, God. He examines your motive. 3 says, commit your work to the Lord, and then your plan will be succeeded. So commit it. And people, we always attempt to throw out a plan. We do that. Oh, we do that with a blink of an eye. Throw the plan out. And leave God out of our plan. Just throw the plan. Throw it out. But sooner we'll learn that plan will not work. It won't even get off the ground. It has no significance. It has nothing. It has no ingredients. It's nothing that is concrete. Because our Lord is not present. If he is not there, the foundation is shaky. It's a very shady foundation. 5 tells us that the Lord despises pride. Yeah. He assured that the proud will be punished. Think about that. We see that today. People walking around and with pride and thinking that they're bigger and better than other folks. Pride, this spirit of pride causes them to look down upon people and think highly of themselves. Yeah, pride is deadly. Oh, it's deadly. Yeah. It destroys our hearts. It destroys our mind. But it goes so far as to destroy our relationship with an almighty God. Pride. Yeah, God despises the pride, a proud look. He despises this. This is something he despises, something that he does not want in his presence. And we know that through the word of God that several leaders had the spirit. They had the spirit of pride. And God chastened them because of the pride that they had. Hezekiah was one. Yeah, he had pride. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar was the other. Pride took over them. Yeah, they felt that they had done it all. They did this. This was what they did with their own hands. Pride. Pride will lead us into a place of destruction. Yes, pride. 6, unfailing love and faithfulness covers sin. Even evil is avoided by fear of the Lord. Evil. Think about that. Unfailing love and faithfulness. Faithfulness covers sin. But evil is avoided by fear of the Lord. Yes. Think about that. Think. It is a way. Think about it. There is a way to be free of sin. And that is simply to avoid it, to avoid sin at all costs. Can I do that? Can I do that? Can I avoid sin? Yes, we all can avoid sin. Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, it may be a struggle for some. It may be kind of hard. It may not even be overnight. Do that. We can avoid sin. Yes. And we can do it in Christ. Glory to God. We do it in Him because we can't do it on our own, but we do it in Him. Glory to God. Yeah. He has all power. Remember, we are nothing without Him. 8. It is better to be poor and godly than rich and dishonest. Ooh, can I say that again? It is better to be poor and godly than rich and dishonest. Wow, haven't we seen this? Yeah. A poor person and knowing God is better. Yeah. Than a rich person who is untruthful, who lies and has deceit. And lives a destructive life. It is better to have nothing, but at the same time, have plenty because we have Christ. We have Him who owns it all. Glory to God. Yeah. Spiritually, we have plenty. Yes. Because we have our riches, and our riches are found in Him. Oh, yes. Who showers us with blessings. Blessings that, yes, we may be poor in other areas, in other things, but we're blessed and we're highly favored. Did you hear what I said? Oh, yes, highly favored in Him. 10 says, the king speaks with divine wisdom. He must never judge unfairly. Now, think about that. We don't have kings today, but we do have leaders. Yeah, we don't have kings, but we have leaders. And many, many folks get in trouble. Many leaders get in trouble with under-the-table money laundering, or backroom deals. Think about it. Or sex because of a debt to be canceled, or a bribe. Think about this. Leaders must remember the oath that they take. Whether it's an oath that is just a physical oath or if it's a spiritual oath. If the leader knows Christ, he is to operate in Him at all times. Yeah. Yeah. He's to never forget. He's to never forget. Not a leader. He should never forget. He should never forget his place of having integrity, his place of being honest, his place of having justice. Yes. Because so often this is what we come to. We come to a place looking for justice. And we look for where? And the leaders that God has put in place. And when the leader turns his back on God, he turns his back on the people. Huh? So we look for leaders. Leaders who are godly. Godly leaders. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. 16, how much better to be, to get wisdom than gold and understanding than silver. Oh, yes. Am I speaking to anybody on this one? How much better? How much? Listen, if we only think it is better to be wise, and then you'll know about the methods to learn how to get the gold and the silver. Because wisdom is the key. Wisdom is the key. Wisdom teaches us. Glory to God. It teaches us how to obtain things. Tonight, my scripture reading was what? My scripture reading was this. It said, God has given me all things that pertaining to life and godliness, and I am what? Well able. I am well able to possess all that God has provided for me. Huh? And that's in Numbers. This was our reading. So if God has given this to us, we should take the time to learn how to go about getting it. It's already there. It's laying before us. There's a method that we should take in possessing it. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. To get wisdom, to get understanding. It's costless to have understanding. To be slow to speak, huh? Oh, glory to God. Be slow to speak. Be slow to be angry. This is wisdom. This is what wisdom does. Yeah. Yes. 11. The Lord demands fairness in every business deal. He sets the standards. Now, what am I saying here? Am I talking to anybody? Anybody that have a business transaction, they may be involved in one right now. Anyone that has a business, huh? When customers come to your shop or your business, or even your salon or your nail shop, are they looking for you to do something under the table? Are they looking for you to do something that is not godly? Think about it. Yeah. Many times we have experienced this. Yes, in our business, in our place of business, we've had customers who are Christians. Let me say that again. Who are Christians. And they come into the place of business, huh? And they expect us to do something that's underhanded, something that is not of the character of God. It's here that the Lord demands fairness in every business deal. He sets the standard. The standard has already been set. It should have been set when you decided that you want to serve him. Glory to God. So that means if you decide that you want to serve God, then everyone around you, everyone in your atmosphere should know who you are. Glory to God. So I shouldn't want to come to you with a deal. I shouldn't want to come with a deal. Why? Because I know who you are. This is a child of God. I have to come to them straight. I have to come right. I have to come with righteousness. If I don't have the money, I got to come and say, sister, a brother, I need the service, but I can't pay for it today. Can you help me? We got to come straight. We're not going to sit there and let them take the service, and then we say we can't pay. We represent the Most High God. Listen at that. Our business deals should be God deals, the deals that God wants us to have, not just on Sunday, but every day. The deal that's open doors, the deal that's behind the back, all deals should be godly deals. We shouldn't have a backdoor deal. Am I talking to anybody? We shouldn't have a closed door deal. Well, you just know the deal. Nobody else gets that deal. We shouldn't have that. Why? Because we're representing Christ. Yeah. We're representing God. And we know that with God, he's justice. He's truthful. He has righteousness. He's clothed in that. Glory to God. So we shouldn't have these type of deals that are undercover. And we shouldn't expect someone to go out their way to do something that is not pleasing to God for us. Oh, am I talking to anybody? Yeah, yeah. 21. The wise, they are known for their understanding, and instruction is appreciated if it's well presented. And I really got to go with this one because this is really something to think about. Yeah, those of us who are in leadership, those of us who are in positions where people come to us and they seek information from us, they seek us for advice or they seek us for knowledge, whatever it is that they come to us and they seek it from us, remember, they're seeking it because God is supposed to be present. That's why they come seeking. Yeah, I'm talking to you, the believers in Christ. I'm not talking to anyone who wants to have a shady deal. But to the believer in Christ, if they come to you, they come into you as my sister or as my brother. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And you're my sister in Christ. And you're my brother in Christ. And that's why I'm coming to you. Yeah, that's the reason. That is the reason. Yes, because my sister or my brother can help me. They can come to my aid. Huh? So here we see that the wise, they're known for understanding. So a wise person is going to have understanding. He's going to be understanding about the need. He's going to be concerned about the situation. He's going to be concerned about the hurt. He's going to be concerned about the pain. A wise one. Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. And when he gives the instruction, oh, glory to God. Listen to this. When he gives the instruction, it's not going to be a condemnation. Oh, yes. He's not going to throw condemnation on you. He's not going to make you feel belittled. He's not going to make you feel lesser than who you are. He's going to encourage you. Listen to what I'm saying. He's going to come with words of encouragement. I'm talking about the true believer. Yeah, the true person that has wisdom, that carries wisdom every day, everywhere they go. Why? Because Christ was sympathetic. Why? Because Christ loved. He had the agape love. He was concerned about all of us, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of your nationality, regardless. He was concerned. When he met the woman at the well, she was a Samaritan. He cared about her. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. This is where we should be. Huh? This is. So the truth that I've seen, this is the truth. Huh? In the seminary, when I was in school, when the instructor would come in the class, and the student would ask the question. Most of the students were ministers, okay? So you would sit and you would listen to the way the instructor or the dean would answer the question. Because so often ministers are kind of uncertain about asking an open question for fear of the way the answer will come across. But if you are godly, if you are a true believer in Christ, when that minister or that leader asks that question, there is a way, there is a manner in which it is given. Not to tear them down. Oh, not to belittle anyone. Huh? Because we all have sinned. See, that's the whole thing. We all have sinned and come short. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. But we all are striving for knowledge. We're striving for understanding that only God, only the Holy Spirit can give us. Yes. So there is a way that I approach you, sister. There's a way that I approach you, my brother. Yeah. I say, come together and let us look this up. Let us study this together. Huh? What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you need? How can I help you? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh yeah, I don't come and say, oh, sister, brother, oh, they didn't, you don't know that? Oh, Kevin, you heard people do that? And so that makes you go into a shell. You go into isolation because you shame, or you fearful, or you don't want to be belittled. But you should never feel that way with someone that has the wisdom of God. They should never make you feel that way, because God is present. When God is present, God didn't make anybody feel belittled. He didn't make you feel lesser. They're a person. Even when the woman had committed sin, huh? Sleeping around, and she wasn't even with the man who really was her husband. He wasn't either. He didn't throw his hands up and just tell her, get out my face because you're not this. He just wrote what? He wrote it down, very calm and relaxed in the dirt, in the sand. And he was peaceful about it. Yes, our God. He came to save us from a sin-sick world. He came to save us as we were wretched and we were undone. Did you hear what I said? He came to encourage us. He came to show us another way. There is another way, my sister. There is another way, my brother. Glory to God. Yeah. I was in that place at one time before myself. I don't know everything. And I have seen times when I myself have been the instructor in a class. And what I would tell someone, when they would come and ask me, they would come and ask you a question you know you didn't know. I would make it clear. I don't know that answer. But guess what? Everybody present, write down that question, and we will resume next week. We will come together, and we will discuss this particular question. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. I don't know why we are like that, other than the fact that we may have been in the presence of someone who tore us down. Someone who belittled us. But I'm here to tell you tonight, in this verse, verse 21, it says that the wise are known for their understanding, and their instruction is appreciated if it is well presented. If you present your information to someone who don't know, you just may be saving them. You just may be saving them from themselves. Who knows? They may have planned to take their life. Don't know. But the way you approach is so important. It is so important. And if you made a mistake and you didn't approach them right, it's nothing wrong with going back and say, look, you know, last time we was together, I didn't answer that right. I need to make that right. I need to make it right today. And we can do that in Jesus, in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for the listeners that are present, Master. We ask, oh God, that you bless them, oh God. Crown them with wisdom and knowledge, Master. And let this lesson be used, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray. We look forward to having you back here on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries and with Minister Gigi on Mondays, and back here with God with Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living on next Friday. Yes. Remember the nuggets of knowledge. Yeah. We can take time. We can show love. Discern with one another. Amen. Amen.